So we're here today at the Wellbeing event in Rossmore Park near Melbourne in East Riding, I think it comes under still. And we have Phil here today.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us a little bit about what he does, or many things that he does.
Yes. Jack of all trades, master of none. Not really. Not that. So, my name's Phil Anastasi. I work for the Humber Trust for the Your Health team. And as a Your Health worker, I work in the primary care network for a number of GP surgeries, delivering mental health and wellbeing coaching. We also offer social prescribing support for patients across East Riding, everything around improving health and wellbeing. And then in my personal life, I run a charity, or support the running of a charity with some other trustees that are either ex-healthcare professionals or everyday people like myself. And we are promoting awareness of dementia, and we're called Dementia Friendly East Riding. And we are supporting people to live as well as they possibly can do, for as long as they can do, with dementia, and all the promotion around that, and supporting people to overcome the stigmas of that, whether they're a child in school who go to see grandma and grandma doesn't remember their name. We're educating them to say, look, they're okay. This is why this is happening, and to help people understand the different changes that are happening to them, but not to be frightened of it.
Yeah, so you were saying about, you get that diagnosis, the GP is like, off you go deal with it. Where do you come in?
So if you even look at pre-COVID, there was general waiting lists. So if someone's got a memory worry, they'll go to their GP, get the blood test, basic memory test, get an appointment with the memory clinic that can take some time to get, and still they're not getting any support in the meantime. So one of the things that we're doing as a trust and as a charity as well with that hat on, is there's a new program being developed called Getting Along. And this is something we're about to roll out across East Riding within GP surgeries, where they will be able to refer to a specialist dementia coach, instructor, whatever you want to term it as. And that will enable us to be given a referral for that patient to go into their homes to help support that couple with pre and after diagnosis of how to keep their relationship strong, because there's going to be changes. There is no doubt about that. Dementia is a degenerative disease, as we all know, to the brain. But I have so many inspirational people I've worked with that live so positively with mental health and wellbeing. People in Market Wheaton particularly will know somebody called Wendy Mitchell, and a gentleman that has come to our stand today called Bob, who are just doing so much fantastic living stuff still. Wendy writes books. She's delivered part of this program. Bob writes poetry still as an ex-teacher. These are human beings that are still capable of doing things. It just might take them a bit longer to do it. But what we're going to start doing is doing a lot of work with the couples to help them understand what happens once you get a diagnosis, what's going to change, and not be afraid to ask for help. But more importantly, get them talking with each other so they understand each other, the way they're thinking, rather than thinking, oh, they've got this disease, that's the end of our lives, I'm now a carer, you can't go out because you're not capable of doing anything. And I think in the past that's predominantly what's happened.
That sounds amazing. I really respect how you sort of tackle it as a thing that isn't just one person's problem. It's something that can affect a family, a couple.
Absolutely, yeah. And sometimes people don't have a family, so there's just the couple. And there is that responsibility and duty of care from one of the partners to be that carer. And they're having the stress of seeing their loved one change in front of their eyes over weeks, months, years maybe, and stop having a life themselves and haven't got anyone to go to, no local family support or nowhere to go. And I think part of the work we're doing as Dementia Friendly East Riding and Public Health are starting to engage in through the trust is looking at ways that we can better support these people, so they don't become that forgotten element of society, because it's a horrible, cruel disease, but you can still have lots of fun. You're still a human being. And what we do as Dementia Friendly East Riding is create opportunities for people, like cinema events, that are a stage at places like Fleminggate in Beverley, to at the Parkway Cinema, to screen films of a certain era that they can relate to, because it's keeping all the memories going. We're going to link in with the choir that are here today to try and do some work with them around music is a massive thing for dementia and the brain and for mental health, so we're going to try and link in with them. So what's the beauty of an event like this is you're not just engaging with the public, but you're meeting lots of other organisations that do fantastic work, and it should be more about partnership working and doing what we can that's best for our community and joining resources together. And that's what's great about events like this.
Well, thank you for talking with us.
You are more than welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.